They're required to punch card in order to be able to fish, right? Last year, they were required to have a punch card in order to be able to fish those three rivers?
On three, the lower Kenai. We've had the lower Kenai systems on punch cards now since 1966.
That's really not a giveaway. Any requirement that they have, but you give it to them, right?
Right. Okay. And that was a small program.
Everybody fishing had one then on that river.
On those three, Deep Creek, Anchor, and Milchick.
Yeah. I have one more question that pertains to finances program. Was there any effort made on part of the sports division to put this in the fish and game budget? And obviously, it's a program that's needed, at least you determine that. Was there any effort made?
Mr. Chairman, in years past, we have made an attempt to put this program into the budget. It's been the philosophy of every administration that the game and sport fish divisions be self-supporting. And we have to stay within our income, and that's where we are now. Unfortunately, the cost of doing business, inflation, has far outdistanced the income that we have available to us. And we have matching federal aid funds under the Dingell-Johnson Act, which is a 3-to-1 matching program, and license money, and that's our sole source of income. But we've been siphoned off into so many different programs in the last few years that we just can't hardly stay with it.
Chairman? Excuse me, of course, this was established, you're the chairman, by the way. This was established years ago, this type of an operation. Now, you think maybe that's a little outdated, in as much as there's so many sports fishermen throughout the state of Alaska that they would get out of this category they were in before, which there weren't really too many of them at one time. But now they're a very important group in the state, and if in fact they're going to continue to fund their own way, then maybe, heaven forbid, we all call that philosophy, but maybe we're not really hung up on that. It's just been a common practice.
Mr. Chairman, Dick, I think you're on the right track. I think this is entirely outdated. Now, this year we'll have a better handle on just how many fish are being caught by what species and by locality. We have a very intensive, well-designed survey going on. But a few years ago, based on the 73 fishery, we contracted with the Boeing Computer Services to do an economic survey. Extrapolating from that survey to this date, we're looking at an industry that's worth $96 million, and we think that's conservative to the state today. An investment in King Salmon and Cook Inlet, and we're talking about $500 a piece fish, and that's low, that entering into the angler's bag is a good investment.
I think, obviously, there's much more than just the fees collected for which you could establish an industry on. But certainly, there's much more input in the state. There's some of the spin-off than what we're talking about.
That's right.
On fee systems. So really, you're more than paying your own way, as far as I can see.
We've always paid our own way, we think. And when you look at hunting, sport hunting, and sport fishing, we consider these basic industries. And two, we feel they have the ability to bring hard cash into the most remote and rural areas of the state. We have in our outfitter and lodge catalog of lodges that cater only to sport fishermen. We have about 51 lodges, and I think there's a few more now. We haven't got in that are new. And we're talking about industries now that are grossing out $500,000 or more per lodge. And we have people now that don't even advertise and haven't for years. And the going price is $275 a day, every single day per rod. We're talking about a really big industry in the state with a future that could only expand. The non-visitor that comes into the state who's spending this kind of money takes very little out of the state in the way of resources, and he leaves an awful lot of money.
Yeah, thank you. We would like to revert back to
take them all.
On this this bill, since we've been chewing on it so long, I'd like to make a motion on the bill. And make a motion that we adopt the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 807 with a new title, an act making special appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game providing for an effective date. A new section one that would state the sum of $200,000 is appropriated in the general fund to the Department of Fish and Game for the purpose of the management of the Cook Inlet King Salmon Fishery. New section two would provide for an immediate effective date. A new section three that would provide that the unexpended, non-obligated portion of the appropriation lapses into the general fund July 1, 1979.
Is there an objection?
Well, they don't object, but I think maybe we ought to be more specific. We ought to maybe not only Department of Fishing Aid, but Division of Support Fish. Would that be more in line with what we're talking about?
Yeah, probably would be.
Division of Sport Fishing?
Right. We might be grabbing five crab plus some Kodak right there. Yeah.
Yes, John, I'll take it.
Thank you.
Do you want to read that out again?
I have the amendment.
I think I hear a railroad train coming on.
I could
feel just wind coming on.
Speak them on.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think Representative Eliason's suggestion is a good one. I'd incorporate it in my motion.
Division of Sport Fish
Replaces
the Department of Fish.
Is there an objection?
We're about to wipe out the guide board, so how about some others here?
Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman,
speak them all.
And I would move that we report out the committee substitute for House Bill 807 with individual recommendations.
Is there an objection to the motion? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to ask one additional question. Do we need any authorization bill other than that appropriation? It seems to me we don't, but I thought I'd better ask right now while the time is right.
Speak them all.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think so. I think that the program is pretty well outlined. The department has the board and the department have the authority to set up a punch card system. They can't charge a fee without legislative authorization. They can set up the punch card system or do what else they need to do for the management of the fishery with the money.
That was my assumption. Do you agree with that, Ruth?
Yes, that's
exactly correct. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought too. I just wanted to make sure you crossed it.
Representative Gary?
What action have to take to pacify the Board of Fish? We send them a letter and tell them what our intentions are, and they better get their little asses in gear or what?
Take them all.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, since the whole idea for the bill came from some discussions I had with people on the Board of Fishery, I'll be glad to inform what the course of legislative action is on it. Bill.
Mr. Chairman, the Board of Fisheries is in session right now. I'll be traveling there tomorrow. They'll be in session for at least another week and a half or 2 weeks, and they can bring this up for consideration at that time.
There we get hand over.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask the Speaker, was there something mentioned in this appropriation bill about specifically about the punch program or not? Did you mention that or? Okay.
Please.
We'll work back to House Concord Resolution Number 95. We would like to pass this bill out. We had it around here for quite a while. And
which one
put
did?
It up on the floor for to vote up or down. House concurrent resolution number 95.
I made a motion to pass this bill out to the resolution.
Is there an objection?
Objection.
Call for a vote. All in favor of passing out House concurrent resolution number 95 with individual recommendations, signified by raising your right hand. Opposed? Motion fails. Is there any more that comes before the committee? None will be adjourned.
7 o'clock tonight or 7:30?
We'll meet at 7.
The committee will meet at 7.
I won't get real 7:30.
I will not be here.
We can start it.
We will be.
Somebody wanted to start it a little.
We'll make it
7 o'clock.
No, enough notice, really. It wasn't even right on the floor of the House this morning as far as the 7 o'clock meeting, was it?
Yeah.
Still not enough notice.